Welcome to Stop Wanting Him Back and Find Someone Better, a podcast on healing your heart, authentically falling in love with you, and yes, finding someone better. I'm Claire, the Heartbreak Coach. Let's take your love life and entire life to the next level. Hello, my loves. We are at episode, wait for it, 100. The wrong thoughts to heal. I'm very excited about this topic, but first, can we just celebrate 100 freaking episodes? I have to laugh because just over 2 years ago, before I launched this podcast, originally entitled How to Stop Wanting Him Back, I said to my business coach, Stacy, she's still my coach, and I said, I just don't know if I can come up with like a lot of topics on heartbreak. And here we are 100 episodes later. Yes, it has evolved into the title of Stop Wanting Him Back and Find Someone Better, because I really started not only to just become an expert on healing my own heart and the hearts of so many clients, but then I really started to do the deep inner work of owning myself as a single woman. Before I really committed to creating a process to deliberately call in the love of my life. And so it just felt like it was right for me to expand, despite the fact that I got a lot of heat for it and hate for it. Why is she talking about her lover so much? It's like, take it from a 10 to a 5. And by the way, you guys, whether I'm heartbroken or madly in love, I am a dramatic actress that came out of the womb 40 years ago. So there's nothing about me that's at a level 5. Everything is at a level 10. So I really appreciate those of you who stayed loyal, and not just stayed loyal to listening about my love life journey, but my whole life journey. And that's what I always offer my clients. Yes, I am a heartbreak coach, and I ultimately help you navigate through healing your relationship with yourself and teach you how to call in the right love of your life. But in order for you to do that, you have to really be loving and living your whole life to its fullest potential. Now, I know many people could argue and say, well, I was really struggling in my career when my life partner showed up, or I wasn't really treating my body in a healthy way when I met my now life partner. Yes, there's always different scenarios where what I'm saying on here doesn't add up with some situation that you know. I'm just sharing what I know and what has worked for me and what has worked for my clients and now my students who are taking my course, Stop Wanting Him Back and Find Someone Better, the same title as this podcast. I use the pronoun him because of my own experience as a straight woman who's moved through a lot of heartbreak and again, obviously called in the man of her dreams, but this podcast and this course is for all races, genders, religions, and sexual orientations. I do want to also just let you guys know before I dive in on this amazing topic, the wrong thoughts to heal, that you should definitely make sure you are subscribed to my site, ClaireTheHeartbreakCoach.com, because I have a huge, new, amazing offer coming your way. I'm not ready to share it yet because I'm fleshing it all out, but it is happening. There's going to be a big launch happening in April, and those who are subscribed to my site will be in the first to know. And there might be a couple of fun free offerings for those of you who are subscribed to my site. So make sure that you are subscribed. And there's a pop-up box there. You can scroll down to the bottom of the page. There's a subscription box. Sometimes people are like, I can't find it, which means we have to fix that. But you can definitely subscribe on my site, so make sure that you are. And I do just want to say a huge thank you again to all of you who've been such loyal listeners and supported my whole life journey and supported not just who I am as a coach, but who I am as a human, because I think what makes me such a successful coach and a good coach is that I share all of who I am, whether it's on Instagram or on this podcast. And I truly believe that the whole picture is super important and not just for me to only be speaking in coach speak. It's my own personal opinion, but I think what makes a really good coach is someone who is sharing all of who she is and isn't afraid to share all of who she is and her mistakes and her flaws and her very humanness, because this is still a journey. This is why I continue to work with three coaches. And obviously I'm a coachaholic, but I just really, it means the world to me that you guys have stayed with me and supported me and challenged me. And I just love you all. And I can't thank you enough. Okay. We are going to segue into this episode, the wrong thoughts to heal. So if you've been listening for a while, you know that the whole way I approach coaching is that it's your thinking that creates your results. A lot of people, including my clients who I teach the thought work to, love the concept, but when it actually comes to putting pen to paper and downloading their thoughts, there's a lot of resistance. We know why. When we look at our thoughts and we know we're in a painful situation, it's extra painful to look at what we're actually thinking. But this is the way through it. So when you get past it and you just download all your thoughts on a page, by download, I just mean write everything that comes out of your brain. Just download them all. There could be positive ones in there. There could be negative ones in there. Just get it all out. Now, I'm going to use an amazing client as an example from one of our recent sessions. So we were talking about getting her ready to get out and date. And I could tell her energy was just off about it. And I'm like, well, what are you thinking about it right now? And she's like, ugh, it's just a lot of work. I started to work that thought with her, right? Dating is just your neutral circumstance. And your thought is, it's a lot of work. And I know many of you listening right now are like, yeah, it is a lot of work. And we're in a pandemic. And ugh, it's just the worst. I totally get it. But she came to me and invested a lot of money in coaching to create her ideal relationship. So for sure, this thought is not working for her. And even if you haven't invested in coaching yourself on your dating life, it's still a thought that doesn't serve. However, keep in mind that the title of this podcast episode is The Wrong Thoughts to Heal. And so when I say the wrong thought, sometimes when we are plugging into our thought models, and if you don't know what I mean by that, I teach thought models and I teach in my course these thought models to show you how your thinking is creating your results and to teach you how to open up your brain to different thoughts that will drive different actions that will yield you better, more optimal results. We started to work the thought, ugh, dating is a lot of work, but it was really surprising me because this client is a hard worker. She's reliable. She does great in her job. She's a good friend. She is not somebody who is shy or resistant to work. And so we just started talking it out and I was like, well, where is your desire right now to find your person? So I didn't just go right into the thought model and work that thought, it's a lot of work, because I knew that there was something underneath that thought. Some of you who are not familiar to thought work, you're going to be like, what is she talking about? Stay with me. Sometimes we are working the wrong thoughts. You could think about the circumstance of yourself in your dating life, and you could have a bunch of thoughts. You have to figure out which thought, and there could be multiple thoughts. There could be two. You could have 10 thoughts, and really, like, you could work out 7 of them right away and just say, oh, that's a bullshit thought. That's not really true. And then there could be 3 thoughts that aren't serving you that also feel very true to you. We have to work with the thoughts that feel very true to us, even if we don't like them. Our brains don't produce facts, they produce thoughts. Some thoughts are going to serve us, some thoughts aren't. But we can't just pretend that they're not true if they feel really true. But because I had been working with this client for a while, I was like, I don't think that's her thought. And so I just immediately asked, well, where's your desire? Because here's the deal. I obviously am a coach and I work with a business coach who I make a big investment in every year. And the reason why I make a big investment in my business with her as my coach is because I have a deep desire to grow my business and to serve the masses of heartbroken women out there. So I don't have a problem with it being so much work. So that's where my brain went as her coach. This woman who I know is a hard worker was saying that her thought about dating was, it's so much work. Now, not that that wasn't necessarily true for her, but I was like, dating being work shouldn't be a problem if you really want to find your person. I've worked my ass off in my dating life. I've worked my ass off with growing my business, and it came from a deep desire. And yeah, sometimes it's a lot of work and you're kind of like, ugh, and it takes up a lot of time and it takes up a lot of energy. But your eye is so committed to the prize being your result. So I really don't let my brain entertain how much work it's going to take. As I just mentioned at the beginning of this episode, I have a huge, big offer coming out in April. It is going to require a lot of work from me. I shared in recent episodes after the launch of my course this past November. Definitely check it out, clearTheHeartbreakCoach.com if you haven't already. I broke my back doing it, and I really did run myself into the ground. But like, it never occurred to me like, ugh, this is so much work. It was like, no, this has to get done. I wasn't perfect at my approach with the course, so I'm not preaching that my way was the right way. I learned a lot about not giving myself time to rest and recharge my body and my brain. But like, it being so much work wasn't really a problem for me because I was so committed to the result of getting the course out to the masses. And when I started to really date consciously in a way that I knew was going to call in the love of my life, it did require me to commit to my belief man plan, which I teach you how to do in the course, and drop into thinking, feeling, and behaving as the woman who has her ideal partner before he arrived. Like, that was work. But it was like, of course I'm going to do that. I'm going to do everything I think I need to do to call in the love of my life because I want to spend the rest of my life with my person, right? So I knew this client, or her thought of it's a lot of work, just like, I'm like, that's not a problem for her. So tell me about your desire, because I think we are all willing to work hard for the things that we want, even if it's a freaking Louis Vuitton bag, right? I heard someone say the other day, like, a lot of people with not a lot of money have fancy bags because they make it their top priority and they'll work the extra jobs or they'll pay the extra interest on a credit card and pay it off because they really desire the bag. They're willing to do what it takes to get it, right? I think all of us are willing to do what it takes, or most of us, I should say, are willing to do what it takes to create that result. So it wasn't working for me about this client working the thought, oh, it's so much work. So I was like, well, tell me about your desire. And she's like, well, I do desire a person and sharing my life with a person. I obviously wouldn't have signed up and invested in a second 6 months of coaching with you, Claire, if I didn't desire that outcome. But it's just like, I've got my job and then I've got this other side business. I'm also working with a health coach and we're in a pandemic. I'm just like tired and I just don't even really have the time. And I'm like, ooh, there's another thought. I don't have the time. So then I really challenged her on this. And I was like, you're saying it's a lot of work and you're saying you don't have time, but you're also telling me you do desire creating an ideal partnership. This isn't adding up. So what's really going on? And of course, the tears came, as it always does when we dig deep. And I don't say, of course, like there's something wrong with her, but it's like, I didn't just work with some surface bullshit thought that wasn't really the thought that was preventing her. Underneath the, it takes too much time, underneath the, it's too much work, was the thought, I'm scared of getting hurt again. Now that's where the meat and the potatoes are for us to work with. So when I hear from so many people who are like, you tell me thought work is the way through it and I'm trying to do it and I bought the books with the tools that you talk about and it's still not working, it's because you're not even really getting clear with the root thought, that deeper belief, that more painful belief. It's easier to do thought models with thoughts like, it's so much work. It just takes too much time. But what is really underneath that? Working the thought, I'm scared of getting hurt again, is so much more painful to move through. It's so much more vulnerable to move through. So if you are not working with a coach, if you haven't signed up for my course, which 100%, I think it's such a no-brainer, go to clairetheheartbreakcoach.com. If you have not, $597 for all the goods and for you to really learn how to get super savvy with self-coaching and then watch in all these videos how to apply these thought models with very common thoughts from tons of heartbroken women that I've worked with, common thoughts that my brain has produced, like, he doesn't want me. I don't want me. He rejected me. What does she have that I don't have? A video on the other woman. There's so many nuggets in there that I think so many of you can relate to. And I show you how to break them down and give you options for better feeling thoughts for you to produce better feeling results, like being over him or her and like really genuinely loving your company. Because no matter what, the one relationship you are guaranteed to have for the rest of your life is the relationship with yourself. So when you are doing thought work, make sure you're picking the right thought to work with. Now, I haven't even moved to the intentional model. I'm just sharing with you, you've got to make sure that you're not putting the wrong thought into your unintentional model. So again, if I'm speaking in this language that is totally foreign to you, I highly recommend you do purchase the course so that you can have a better understanding of how I work and teach people how your thoughts create your results. But we have automatic thoughts that don't serve us that we look at, and then we transform them into better feeling thought models that will produce you better feeling results. And so you can't even think about coming up with better feeling thoughts to produce better results if you haven't even worked the real root of the issue, the deeper thought underneath all the frivolous surface thoughts. Because I know my clients didn't invest the time and the energy and the money to meet with me every week for 6 months. And I don't just require them to meet with me once a week for 6 months. I also ask them to self-coach on their own and to send me their self-coaching models and to stay in communication with me throughout. This isn't just me showing up once a week. This is a collaboration of me being their coach for an entire 6 months. I weed everybody out. I read your applications thoroughly. I don't just take on clients just because they have the cash to spend on me as their coach. I take on the clients who want the results. You're paying for the results. You're not paying me to be your coach. You're paying to create those results. If a client's truth is, you know what, I don't really want to do the work and I don't really have the time. If that was really her truth, I would just let her go as a client. I could never say to any of my coaches who I signed, my health coach or my personal coach or my business coach, I just, like, it's so much work and I don't have the time. They would be like, okay, then we should part ways, because you signed up to put in the work and you signed up to put in the time to create the result through getting coached by me. So if you really do, so the first thing you need to do is just download all the thoughts, because it's not, I know I titled this episode, The Wrong Thoughts to Heal. No thought you produce, it should be labeled as wrong. It's just that you've got to work with the right thought that's really the root of the issue that's preventing you from creating the result of healing or creating the result of finding someone better. But I think the thought, I don't have time, and I think it's a lot of work. I think those thoughts you really do separately. And this is the power of coaching, right? Because it's like, it's not as simple as just plug into thought models and then you figure out your life. You need a really good coach to be really getting to the root of what your real issue is, what your real thought is. And so if someone's telling me I don't have the time or I don't have the money, I'm like, oh, well then do you even want a partner? Because what you've been doing so far hasn't worked, because you're repeatedly getting heartbroken and repeatedly attracting Mr. Unavailables. And then you're saying you want a different result, but you're also saying you don't want to put in the work or the time. So you have to get real. Maybe there are a client and I, we had worked together for 6 months. We re-upped for another 6 months. But halfway through that second round, she was like, my heart is literally not in it right now. I have way more going on that's way more important to me. My children, my job is like just taking over and I'm renovating my house. Like, I'm just not in it. It's not a priority. I don't want to put in the effort right now. And I was like, then we should part ways. And it was like such a loving parting of ways, because she was really being honest with herself and really being honest with me and not pretending to herself that she wanted to put in the time. She didn't want to put in the time at that point in time. So I'm not even saying it's bad if you don't want to put in the time or you don't want to do the work. Just be real with yourself. Just be honest with yourself. But if you're saying your desire really is to find your person, there's got to be a root thought underneath that that's creating the resistance that's making you just be like, ugh, about my dating life. Another common root belief that I think is underneath all the surface thoughts of I don't want to put in the time, I'm too tired, I don't want to do the work, is I don't really believe that he exists. When you really get down to it, or I don't really believe it's in the cards for me. So that's a video in the Fall in Love with You section that I break down for you. And I help you create that belief, because desire needs to be there before you create the belief. You have to first want it. So I just assume anyone who signs up with me wants to heal and wants to find love. Obviously, I make sure that it's true. I can't just assume, but if I'm receiving an application or someone is buying my course, I just assume the desire is there. And then after the desire, you need to figure out where you are in your level of belief that it's possible for you to heal, that it's possible for you to find your ideal person. If you're wobbly there, that's where I come in. That's where the coaching comes in. And then we have to help you move into that belief. And when you are tapped into your desire and you are tapped into your belief, you're more committed to your healing than you are to rereading old texts and overanalyzing the last words that he said to you, or what happened when you guys bumped into each other, or him liking your fucking picture on Instagram, or him watching your stories. When you're more committed to healing than putting your brain into all of that garbage mind drama that doesn't serve. And I don't say that to criticize. I say that to say I've been there and it doesn't serve, right? Then you know that your desire to heal is there. And from there, that's where we've got to work your belief that it's possible to really heal and get over him and fall more in love with yourself than him or her. And then from there, really working and figuring out what are the thoughts that I need to think to fully be over him. And then ultimately, what are the thoughts that I need to think to call in my ideal person? But we've got to work with where your brain is actually at and not just work thoughts that you think are the thoughts that are preventing you. I know this is a very heady episode because I'm speaking in a lot of coach speak, especially in regards to the thought model. So I highly recommend that you, well, obviously buy the course and familiarize yourself with thought work and how that all works and ultimately get coached, even if it's not me. I will say that my life and my results really transformed for the better when I finally took the leap and invested in getting my brain coached. I have been a coach for 5 years, but the first two and a half years, I was in a lot of scarcity and lack mentality and just did kind of little stints with coaches that I wasn't really that invested in until I took the big leap and made a bigger investment with the right coach. And from there, that's when it all transformed, because I was very familiar with thought work and I coached on thought work and I self-coached on thought work. But there's nothing like getting coached by someone who really sees what the root of your issue is. And then we go from there. So if anything, if you are not prepared to do that right now and you are really intrigued by thought work, as I said, get it all out and really look at the nitty-gritty thought that's preventing you from your healing. He doesn't want me. He rejected me. He abandoned me. He shouldn't have cheated on me. He lied to me. He misled me. He manipulated me. I'm scared to be alone. I'm scared of what others think about me being alone. I'm scared I'll never find my person. I'm scared I'll never feel this way again about anybody else, even though this person treated me like a piece of shit. Those are the root thoughts you need to work with, not bullshit thoughts like, I don't have time, I'm too tired, it's work. There's a reason why you are listening to the podcast. There's a reason when people do sign up for the course and when my clients sign up. And of course, I'm not going to lie and say that there haven't been moments where I'm like, it's a lot of work. I'm tired. Stacy, Kristen, Jenny, especially my health coach. I mean, she really wants us plugging in our macros. I'm doing it 5 times a day. It's a lot of counting. It's a lot of time. But do I want to do all of that in order to create the result? And my answer is always yes. So how badly do you want the result? Where is your desire? And then where are you on the scale of 1 to 10 with your belief of the possibility of healing? And are you willing to really get to the nitty-gritty root thought that will be that much more painful to work through it instead of some surface thought that isn't really getting to the jugular, if you will? Re-listen to this episode if you're like, what is she talking about? Slow it down, rewind it, because I think that this is something that is really powerful and will serve you so much if you are simply just coaching yourself right now. Find that root thought, find that nitty-gritty, and be willing to lean in and look at how it's creating so much more suffering, and then explore what else you could think and feel in order for you to stop wanting Mr. or Miss Wrong back. Again, make sure you're subscribed to ClaireTheHeartbreakCoach.com and get on my mailing list, because I do have some very exciting news coming that I can't wait for you guys to hear about it. And trust me, you will want to be on my mailing list, because there's going to be some fun stuff coming up just for my subscribers. So I love you all madly. Again, thank you so much for tuning into my 100th episode. I know, again, this was a little bit more heady and coach speaky, so I really do encourage you to rewind and make sure that you're really understanding and cultivating a deeper level of awareness of what your brain is producing and being, oh, and also before I wrap up, you guys know I can't stop talking on here, be really compassionate with yourself for whatever comes up. It's okay to feel resistant. It's okay to think that it is a lot of work, or think you're too tired, or think you don't have the time. And it's totally okay to be scared of getting hurt again. And it's totally okay to have the thought, I'm scared I'll never get over this person despite the fact that he treated me like shit. Just be real with your brain, because those thoughts will diffuse when you look at them head on and work through them, instead of just lying to yourself and being like, I'm doing self-coaching, but it's not working. It's not working because you're picking the wrong thoughts to heal. So let's get on board picking the right thoughts. We've got a solid 11 months left of 2021. You can do this. And if you do want that extra help, for sure, head to ClaireTheHeartbreakCoach.com, sign up for my course, make sure you're subscribed. And I can't wait to share the goods with you very, very soon about my new offer. So much love, my loves. Until next time. Bye. My loves, there are now two ways you can gain access to these transformational tools for not just your love life, but your entire life. Head on over to ClaireTheHeartbreakCoach.com, click on the Work With Me tab, and apply for my 6-month one-on-one coaching program, or sign up for my lifetime access course, Stop Wanting Him Back and Find Someone Better. I can't wait to hear about your fairy tale ending too.